Shavuos Arech on page Sadik Days. The Rebbe is describing here the Yom HaMisa, the day of leaving this world, of the day of one's estalkos, of one's ptira, of one's death. In such a way, he's showing us not chashon, as he's going to say again afterwards, that we should go after a bit of person to get sad, but that Chazal's advice of Yaskel Yom HaMisa, that the most effective way of bringing a person around to have the koiches hanefesh to contend with the nesyonos of this world and the taivas of the Yetzer, is the most powerful and effective way. Again, it's only if other things are not working, is Yaskel Yom HaMisa, to remind oneself of the day of death. But Yaskel Yom HaMisa doesn't mean just in a casual way. One has to use all of the kaiches of tziur, dimyain, that the Rebbe's been talking about. And he gives an example of how a person can use the imagination to be mamik in such a machshava thought. And only when a person is misboinin in such a way can the Yaskel Yom HaMisa work. And that's what Chazal meant. They didn't mean just in a passing with the thought that, you know, the day is going to come, everybody knows that it's going to be at 120, there's going to be a Misa, but it has to be with his baininess. So on the bottom of page starting base, for overall of Yisurim, he's describing prate pratum of this person who was till the very end trying to convince himself that perhaps he'll come out of this illness as well, but he realizes that his condition is only getting worse, and he senses very clearly the despair of the family, and he's beginning to understand that he's not going to be recovering this time, and that the end is near. So over love Yisurim Shoyne B'Shnais Chayiv, he begins to think about how during his life he had all types of Yisurim, of suffering. But the Yisurim, the difficulties that he had, he was able to understand. A person throughout his life goes through different difficulties and has Yisurim, pain and so on, greater or smaller, but he's able to compare this pain to something else and to understand where it's coming from and so on. But then this person now is feeling the type of Yisurim, the type of suffering and pain, and he has no ability in his mind to understand or to put this into any category. It doesn't compare to any pain that he's ever had in his life. And he never knew that there existed such terrible pains in the world. He never knew that there could be such a thing. He feels that he simply cannot bear the pain anymore. After such a difficult and bitter night, he feels that his pain has completely broken his body and all of his limbs. Death and the grave, they swallow up and destroy and cause the body to deteriorate. V'ata neitha chulada shahakilyoin hazeh oid b'chayiv b'yisui ha'ish maske. And now he understood that this destruction of the body doesn't begin in the grave. It begins while still being alive, before dying. He understood that from Shemayim, even before a person dies, there is sent the Klei Hazam, the instruments of destruction, to take his body apart, to destroy the body, that process begins while being alive and it concludes in the kever, in the grave. His sons, his daughters, his wife, they try to reassure him, to calm him down. Ein dover, ein dover. It's nothing. You'll still be well. You'll still get up from the bed. And not only is he not comforted by this, but it causes him to be more and more upset, more worried. He thinks, Mam hu shahayisi im be'emes kein haya. I would be so happy if this was really true. How good and how sweet it would be. If there was any more hope in me that I could remain with you. It's so sweet to be with you, to have and to be able to be together with you. It's the sweetest thing. My dear ones, my pleasant ones. But I know now that it will not be a long time. I will be torn away from you and put in the grave. And instead of having you as my close ones and being in your company, I'm going to be in the company of worms and roaches and so on. Imohem avali yomim v'leilos aden kates. And with them, meaning with the worms, I will spend days and nights without end. Shabbosos v'yomim tovim, Shabboses v'yomim tovim, rak b'hem avala. Will be spent only with these creatures. Hein haneshama oila hashamayim. It's true that the neshama rises up to Shamayim. Even though the neshama rises to Shemayim, that doesn't mean that one doesn't continue to feel what's happening to the body. The guf also has importance. And la ha'adam yesh erech lagufay. Beroiv shnoisav olav oivein. All of the years that he spent living, inhabiting that body and working in that body. The Torah also places importance and values the body. In this world, almost all of the mitzvahs are observed using the body. Even with Tchias HaMeisim, the Zohar says, Shamamash Guf HaZayokum, that this same body will rise. Vata Eich Eshor Begufi. And now, how will I remain with my body? V'bor Choshuch, in a dark pit. U'ba'adoma Retuva, and in the wet ground. U'mistakel Al Yodoy Mizbenin Bo. U'mizu Ma'yeyose. And he looks at his hand, and he thinks about his hand, and he says, thinks, what's going to be with this? Chatichos reikoven v'atzomas v'yoyse. Rotting flesh and some bones, nothing more. V'hem ishtoi bonav v'benoysav eifo yisharu. And my wife and my sons and daughters, where are they going to be? Sirosam Noga Elibai. Their tzara, in other words, their anguish that they were already experiencing, that they were going to experience, it touched his heart very much. Umar Lima'id, and was very bitter for him. Afbaicha Alayim, he cries over them, he cries about his family. Gami Ayhava Boy may love Lavakrai, and there are friends, people who love him, who come to visit him. The Gamhe Magiyam I say, and they also try to reassure him. Mavarchal Machazkam I say, Mabrach and some chizik. Itchila Epshad the very Machazkam I say. In the beginning he got a little chizik from the friends. Avukishi Surav may see him, was Gabrilov, but over time, as the pain and the suffering became stronger, Shuv Machshavte Mesefes Lahaikli, he couldn't shake this thought from his mind. Manoim Hoyeli Lias Yimachem Bonai V'Chaverai. It was so wonderful. It's so beautiful being with you, my children and my friends. It was so wonderful all the years, all of the time. And how bitter it is for me to be separated from you and to be far from you. To a dark hole, a dark pit, where I'm going to be by myself. My Yaakov HaKadosh Hayali Liyasi Machem. It was so precious, it was so holy, all the time that we were able to be together. V'lishmoyes Niginaschem V'shirashem L'Hashem. To hear your songs, your Nigunim and your Shirais, your songs to Hashem is Baruch. Me and the Chevra, the friends from the Shtibel, from the Beis Medrash, Makosho Mar Yili Lishkov L'shmoyes Kikui HaShrotzim. Instead of hearing in a very short while, instead of hearing your Nigunim and the Zmiras, I'm going to be hearing the horrible sounds of the Shrotzim, of all the subterranean creatures crawling around, of the Zimzum Ataloyim, and the sounds of the worms, of the rats and the worms, Ashatachti Sivaisa Yisrachashu, that are under me and all around me. Liadati Bonai. If I only knew my children. Lo Haisa Li Tikva. If I only had any hope, Yedidai, my friends. Shall call upon them that at least, Mishabasas Yam Taivim Yashu Lanavshi Lof Alechem. At least if I knew that on Shabbos and Yontif, I would receive permission to fly over to you, l'schaber b'schabuschem, ha-tahira, and to be rejoined with you, and attached to you in the pure company of your friendship, k'var samachti, I would now be able to, even now, to rejoice. K'oz b'taraschem u'b'tfilaschem ha-kadosh ha-hisim es'atif, I would cloak myself and delight in your Torah and in your tefillas. Uvachagur oisechem hayisi oiches, and I would hold on to your gartles. Lirkaid imachem, to dance together with you al mechala chasidim, to the circle of the chasidim. V'lalois oz b'simchas Hashem, to rise up in simchas Hashem, hashimachem, together with you. If at least they would let me come to you for Shabbos and Yontif. Aval mi yodei me'ezkel l'zeh. Who knows if I'll be worthy of that? Mi yodei ha'im reshus yinasam le'akal panim erachayik. Who knows if I'll be given any reshus to even come into, or to be from a distance to watch you on the Shabbos and Yontif rejoicing. Or can be bein hatanu l'kirayim, or even between the oven and the stove, meaning on the side someplace, lahaber aleichem, to at least watch you. Ma'al pnei teferes kedushaschem b'shazu, and to look at the splendor of your holiness during those times of Shabbos and Yantif. Mi yedea, who knows? Mi tein shal kol panim tizkiraisi. Halavai, if only, at least you'll remember me. Kamaisha reisani lizkar eschem, the way that I want to remember you. If only you'll remember me, the way that I want so much to remember you. At kamish yili rishus lizkar eschem. To whatever degree, I'm given permission to remember this world and to remember you. Avagam zayis miyadeh. But even this, who knows? Ki ein zikaron l'rishayinim. Who knows what memory says in Pasuk, ein zikaron l'rishayinim, if bichlal, I'll be given permission and I'll be able to remember anything, or whether you'll remember me. Makosh le'lehi parid, makosh le'lehi karon ikan. It's so hard to be separated. It's so hard to be torn away from you. In the person's mind, so he begins to make a final cheshbon hanefesh. So until now he was thinking about how painful it is to part from all of those whom he loves, and the fear of whether he'll be able to in any way experience that closeness, or at least to be able to see them or to watch them, to be remembered by them. You know, everybody here unfortunately has had to be in the cemetery, to go for a funeral, to go to visit. And you know, I'm sure like myself, you think about, you pass by these kvaris and you see, you know, it says somebody that died, you know, like whatever, 1932. And you see a name over there, and you wonder, like, who and what, and what was this person? There was once a person here that was laughing and singing, and was with the children, and was busy and coming and going, and who remembers, and who comes bechlal, and who's even alive to have a machshava or a zikar in the memory of what, who comes here bechlal to daven, to remember, and that's the seif ha'adam. That's how it ends. So a person begins to make a cheshbon, makes a cheshbon and nefesh. U'machshavtoi maschil hulaseis cheshbon and nefesh. He begins to make a cheshbon and nefesh. Mi yedei ma yosu bechlal benafshoi. So now he begins to think of bechlal, what's going to happen with my soul. Mishosho hayagufei chazak, when the body was healthy. The Yitzvah Hayimagare say. And the Yitzhahara was also healthy. Oz Gam Kishihishil Fashvesh Bemaisav. So he used to make once in a while, when he was healthy, a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Every good Jew makes a Cheshbon HaNefesh once in a while to think about where he is and who he is. But in those days, when he was healthy, he would begin lefashrish masa to think over his life and to think about his actions. But the yetzahar was very strong, and it would blind his eyes. Shliyires nagov, not to see, not to take real note of any of his chesroinus, of any of his shortcomings, really, of any of the negoim, of his own failures and his own problems. V'imra ezet begam bekirbay, and if he did notice any blemish, any problem inside of himself, hechlik esay, he covered it over. He rationalized, he covered it over. Because he didn't want to look so low and bad in his own eyes, so he would find a way to excuse himself, to rationalize and to smooth things out. He can no longer do this. He is already about to die. Vain lo yetsav lo taiva. and at these last few moments, he doesn't have anymore that yetzer hara to cover the truth, to lie to himself, and to make excuses like taiva, and there's no longer a taiva. Atarayu is hakol kamayshahu. Now before death, he sees everything the way that it really is. Averis, he's able to really see all of the averis, pegamim, and all of the damage, the blemishes. Bechlal yom avishnaisav, he's able to see very clearly how his entire life and all of his years, b'shtusim v'havolim avu, were spent in shtusim and silliness, v'havolim narishkeit avu. Asha'achal v'shosa, he spent his life eating and drinking, v'osa shar divrei taiva behem, spending the years of his life focusing more on indulging in taivas. Ashenosa v'nosan, or when he wasn't actually eating and drinking and partaking of other taivas, he was completely immersed in business things. Kedesh yuchalecha v'lishtes, either he was eating and drinking. And nowadays there are a lot more things that a person can think of doing, eating and drinking, or he was totally, totally lost in business things for the purpose of being able to eat and drink. So that pretty much sums up most of his life, was just that one inyan of how to satisfy his tithes. Just to be able to satisfy his tithes. To satisfy the need for money and covet and honor. And now he sees all of this very, very clearly. During his life, he always had explanations. He has to worry about this, he has to pay for that. Hashem wants a person to work, and we have to do this, and we have to do that. And there are always a million explanations. But now, as he's about to leave the world, everything becomes clear to him. That his whole life was just to be able to satisfy taivas. All different types of taivas. Some forbidden, some permitted. But all different taivas. And even if he used to learn to daven a little bit and he would do some mitzvahs bizman min hazmanim, hanoshim zulosei asher ra'uhu oz, other people who would see him learning and davening and doing mitzvahs, chashvu ki hakol be'emes, hakol b'tzedek, people who would see me learning and davening and doing mitzvahs, they thought that everything was really so sincere, so true. Abul Hubaat my Hale Maki who is Mashaf David Kavanose, in Bishem Shemaim Hayoisa Lispar. But he himself knows, and now he can admit to himself, he knows how pure were his thoughts, how much Kavanah was Bishem Shemaim, and how much was he doing just Lispar, just to be able to appear a certain way in front of people. B'chol oifen, efshar ha-kaymetz katan mikol teros ha-vadosei shi l'shem shamayim yesh lo mikol yom ha-vishnayser. It could be that only a tiny little amount of all of his Torah that he learned and all of the avayit and all of his davening and mitzvahs, it could be there's only a tiny amount that he did l'shem shamayim, and that's all that remains with him now from all the days and years of his life, a tiny amount of Torah, a tiny amount of Avoda. When he had Torah Kishalomad, at least when he was learning Torah, Halkopanam Kimin is Daitel Das Mahulaymed, at least when he was learning, he concentrated to try to understand what he was learning. Avala Tfila, but as far as davening is concerned, Shoymu Shamayim, regarding my davening, The heavens are crying. The whole world is crying and mourning. Kama tefilas avrolav. How many times in my life did I daven shachris, mincha, maariv, all different things? Shliyada afilu mahu oimer. He didn't even know what he was saying. Didn't think for a second of what he was saying. Oylehu atalus ne'ashem. He knows that in a very short while he's going to have to face Hashem. Lefnei Bezdin Shamala, and he's going to have to stand in front of the Bezdin Shamala. Ubeheich Antin, Yokim Kadam Malka. Beis upon him Yam Lefnei Melech. How is he going to face the king? Ka'kol Goli B'Yadul Lefnei Yisburg. Everything is clear and known. And now he's able to see all of the times that he would stand up to daven, and he was standing mamish lefnei Hashem. And he would speak to Hashem directly, as we do in davening. Baruch ata Hashem. But uva machshavtai, but in his mind, chashav shtusim v'havala. In his mind, he had all kinds of silliness. All kinds of narishkeit. Kol shtus, every silliness, every narishkeit, nomach mechaver was lower than the other one. V'as midoysav ha'im tikein. He's about to leave the world, and he asks, did I ever really repair my midas? Did I ever really change as a person? V'lash nahar, achilas, kinah, taiva, v'chav, and all of these things. Did I really succeed in repairing any of these things and improving in any of these things? May also minat smusay, I'm in shnayis chayiv. What did I make of my essence, of my being? I'm in shnayis chayiv from all the years of my life. Mikol tanuga v'simchayisav shahinene. From all of the pleasures and the simchas that I enjoyed, from all the days and all the hours of my life, there's nothing that remains of any of that. There's nothing that remains of any of those, you know, gourmet meals and the evenings out and etc. 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 What remains of all of that? As a lossy, and all of the, you know, and all of the books and magazines and pictures and all of the other things and as a lossy mius of a gael nefesh. All that remains of it is disgusting. Something which is a gael nefesh, which is abhorrent and disgusting. V'yesh echad medaki chayev mutzag lefnei einav. Sometimes a short time before a person dies, he's able to focus on a particularly disgusting thing of the past, and it becomes replayed before his eyes. And he's able to see very clearly in his mind, in his imagination, he's able to see exactly what was happening that time when he was Isaac Bachas Metavaisiv, when he was busy with one of the Saivas. Torah the Meshuka Ba'adla Ma'ala Mirosh. And he remembers now how at the time that he was in that Taiva, when he was doing that thing, he was completely, totally preoccupied and immersed in it. He couldn't see who he was at that time when he was indulging in that taiva. He didn't see bechlal who he was. There was he didn't see himself, and he didn't see the rest of the world. Zulasi taiva. All that there was that taiva. Was that desire. Did he even remember that there's a creator of the world, a master of the world who is watching him? He couldn't even remember that. He was so totally lost in the Taif, and he sees it now, and he looks back, how he was oblivious. He was oblivious to his own being. He was oblivious to the world. And he was oblivious to the Rebbeinu Shlom, who watches, of course, every second. Hoy ma'amorim heim yisurim avis. He says, how bitter is the suffering of death. Umama oikosha l'savlam. And how difficult it is to bear these yisurim. Kisha'id mahulam b'cherpa. Umiyus me'atzmo mikol chayiv. When not only does he have to suffer the terrible pain, the physical pain, but he has to also suffer the shame, the humiliation, the embarrassment and self-disgust and self-loathing, mikol chayiv, of his entire life. Right, so l'kalel l'siyem hivaldo, he wants to curse the day that he was ever born. L'chayim begolim v'yisurim marim ke'elu, that he was ever brought into such a life that was so disgusting, filled with such bitter pain. What did I do? What did he do with the years of his life? What did he actually do with his life? And what could he have done with his life? What could he have made of his life? What did his life actually amount to, and what could he have made of his life? How happy he would be if everything that he had done during his life was in the way of the Torah, the tahara of chassidus, pureness, chassidus. At least if during my life I had worked hard to at least try to fix my midas. Tachlis kolachilosa shtiosai. Af mischar hayirak l'shem Hashem. Shiyuchal avdeyu. And if only I had given some thought while I was eating and drinking and being in business that it should be for Hashem's sake, Shiyuchal Avdeyo, that I should be able to serve Him. And even if I hadn't succeeded in completely fixing everything, Shiyubilti L'Hashem Levada, that all of my physical actions would have been completely and totally for the sake of Hashem. Akoponim Haya Oved Ba'atzmai. At least if I would have worked on that, Shiyasa Hakol L'Shem Hashem, to try, at least to try to do everything for God's sake. And at least if I had lived with the tshuka, with the longing, constantly in my mind, at least if I had lived with this thought and had tried, and always worried, how could I get closer to Hashem? That could do shalsav al terasa, to His holiness and to His Torah. And at least if I would have been a person who always tried to look at inside myself in an honest and real way, to see any blemish, and would have tried to fix any of these things. And even if I would have done all of that, who's worthy to stand in judgment before Hashem? At least I would have known that after receiving his punishment in Gehenna, Yoshev Elov Yisborach, that he would be able to return to be with Hashem, Litzvor B'tzorach Hayim, as Neshmasai, and to have his Neshama held together in life which is forever with Hashem. Mashenken Ata. But now, He doesn't know how this is possible. Is there any suffix at all what the din is going to be regarding me in Shemayim? Now that I'm totally and completely honest and I see my entire life, what it was, I myself know so clearly the truth. And he begins to tremble with his feeling of disgust and loathing over himself. Who knows what's going to be done with him? What's going to happen? How does he know if he's not going to be just thrown away from God's presence? What can he do now? He wants to tear the flesh off of his body. But there's nothing to do. There's no eitzah now. What could you do? He's crying. He's trying. He wants to do tshuva. But he's embarrassed even to do that. Because he knows that the ikar of tshuva and the greatness of tshuva, he knows that the ikar of tshuva is that a person strengthens himself and from now on does not give in to his taivas. And he doesn't do any more aveiras. At this point, the Bechlal knows that he has no future and he doesn't have any taivas, yetzahara, that he has to overcome. And how much longer is he going to live? Bechlal. To have opportunities in any way to hold himself back from sinning. Benkach u'benkach. While all of these thoughts are running through his mind, benihitzig haskofas aleif. He has another heart attack. The situation worsens. There's another crisis. Virash nasa bebeisai, and he can sense that there's a commotion in the house. Mevim reifim, doctors arrive. Vaisim lazrika is bli misbar, and all kinds of injections. Tachas, the next page. Tachas ha'or, he feels the injections somehow. He senses that they're giving him shots in the skin, the bagidim in his veins. He's still aware, and he's able to understand the terrible tsar, the anguish in the house of his family. He can hear his wife screaming. That she has nothing to live for, she doesn't want to live anymore. And he could hear his son crying and screaming, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the world, Kol Oid Git Echad Doifek, Rachem Na V'Seinli Matani Yikar V'Zu Es Avi HaYokal HaMekol Chayena. Saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, as long as there's any pulse at all, anything at all, have Rachmanis, and allow this precious gift of my father to remain. My father was more precious to me than my entire life. And from his daughters he hears his parents just screaming and crying. As if they're all just going to explode and fall apart. And he can only lie there like a stone. The doctor picks up his hand. The nurse, the assistant, his foot. And he feels as if it's not his own hand that's being lifted, and it's not his own foot. And he feels his heart, he feels pressure in his heart. As if the Malach HaMavis is pressing himself completely and sitting upon his heart. machbidai, weighing down on the heart, doichakai, pressing, doichafai adlekever. He feels like the Malach HaMavis is crushing him and pushing him into the grave. Misham yase imay mashi yase. And once he's in the grave, he feels that there the Malach HaMavis is going to do with me whatever he wants to do with me. V'genechu gnichais kredos nechirais. He can feel himself breathing hard, krechtsing, very heavy breaths. V'makosha avadosa ozbeliba v'reyosai. And he feels how difficult it is just to continue breathing and for his heart to work. Mekatzeis arozim mekatzeis ilonais. It's as difficult as cutting down huge trees. Then for a second feels a little bit better. There's a little bit less pressure. Oh, and he's so happy to make a motion. He can't talk, but he wants to let the family know that it's getting a little bit better. By hinting to the family, Krisas Fasayim, he's trying to move his lips, Kihutav Leimat, but it's a little better. Aval Ein Chachma, Ein Eitze, Ein Tuna Negra Hashem Tzvakas. There's no Chachma. Histadlu Bereifim, Shainim, all different doctors are coming in, with the Trufa Shainis, and they're trying different medications. Uchshiyagiyah Hashah, the time has come, Mukrachu Leipater. He must leave the world. Ure'eina is divrei ha-Zohar HaKadosh. And the Rebbe says, take a look in the Zohar. Ma'oivra ozal ha'adam ha'umlal. What is it that passes over a pitiful human being at that time? Nezeh l'shaynai. And these are the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. You can go. We can read it straight in the Lashon HaKodesh on the next page, on Tzadik Zayin. It's in Lashon HaKodesh. B'shal Shahis Noit Alamus, Hei Tzadik Zayin. When the time comes for a person to die, Rachman al-Islam, Shlicha Shal Melech, the messenger of the king, Hayinu Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, Yoreid v'omid l'raglav. The Malach HaMavis descends and stands by the person's feet. V'cherav chada biyodai, and there's a sharp sword in his hand. Magbiyah ha'ishes einav. The person lifts up his eyes. V'roya kais le'beisai le'atim be'esh, the Zohar says. And he sees the walls of his house on fire. V'besoich kach royuhu is Malach HaMavis. And in this horrible vision, he sees as Malach HaMavis, he sees the angel of death, Shekulei Mol'einayim, filled with eyes. The Malach HaMavis spoke about a little bit less Motzei Shabbos. Kulei Mol'einayim, covered with eyes, he sees the Malach HaMavis. Halavushalai Eish Lohet, and he sees a levus, something covering this the Malach HaMavis, something that's of burning fire. Lefnei ha'ish, b'sholosh tipos tlius b'charbay, and he sees three drops dangling from the sword. Kevin she'ish raya isai, when the person, this is the moment of death. When the person sees this, when he sees the Malach HaMavis, mizdazeya kol gufa v'ruchai. His entire body and his ruach begins to tremble. The liboy ain't shaykeit, and his heart can't be quieted. Kevin shehu melech haguf, since the heart is the king of the body. For ruach shele hoylech b'chol evari haguf, and the ruach goes throughout all of the evarim, throughout all of the limbs of the body, and misparid mehem. And the ruach separates from all of the limbs. Baifan kezeh, the same way, Sha'ish mispar mechaveiro, The way that a person parts from a friend when he has to leave and go somewhere, so the ruach takes leave of each limb of the body. And then the person cries out for all that he did in his life. And he's filled with regret for all of his averus. But at that time, tshuva doesn't work. This doesn't stop him from dying. If he would have thought of this earlier, of doing tshuva, before this time had arrived, then it could have held death back a while. Now, as he watches the Malach HaMavis, the fire and the sword, Misyari Ha'ish, he's terrified. He wants to hide someplace. Aval Eni Yochel, but he can't. And when he sees that there's no place to hide, Oz Pesechu is Einav, he opens his eyes, Umistakalbai, and he looks at the Malach HaMavis Beinayim Psuchas with his eyes opened. Umaisahu as Atzmai Vesnavshalai, and he gives over himself and his soul to the Malach HaMavis. Ve'esahi, and that time, the Zohar says, He'eshaldin, it's a time of judgment. The judgment of this world. And the ruach, when it takes leave and flitters away from all of the limbs, it's trembling, all of the limbs are trembling. And when it comes time for the ruach to take leave of each part of the body, the limb is covered with perspiration, and the ruach is mistalik memenu, and the ruach leaves that limb. And then that limb, that part of the body, dies. And so with all of the parts of the body. And now when it comes time for the ruach to completely leave the body, Me'acher shekvar nisparid mikol haguf, once it's already been separated from the entire body, Oz hashchina omedes alav, Then the shechina stands upon the person, over the person. U'miyad pareach haruach kulay min haguf, and then the ruach completely leaves the body. So the Zohar says, Ashrei l'misha zaycha shebechayiv is davik ba. Fortunate is the one who, while he was alive, attached himself to the Shechina. Shows the Shechina imedes alav. And then to meet the Shechina. Fortunate is the person who, during his life, attached himself to the Shechina, so that then he's able to meet the Shechina in that way. Vay lo isim chayovim. But oyvei to the ones who were guilty, shizrachaku mimena, who during their lives distanced themselves from the Shechina, v'loy nizdabku bo, and were not attached to her. B'chayem, sh'ahaynish oz gam b'shas misa ein aruch yochel izdabik bo. Because for that person who in his life ran away from the Shechina, then even now the ruach cannot connect to the Shechina, cannot be attached and taken in by the Shechina. V'kame batei dinim oyvim al ha'ish. And how many batei dinim, how many courthouses, how many bezdins, the Zohar says, does he have to go through? K'sheyotzim in olam hazeh, when he leaves the world. Shiva batei dinim ayvim alav, he has to go through 7 bezdins. L'chein ha'ish b'ayda nimsa b'olam hazeh. The Zohar says, therefore a person, while he's still in this world, while he's still alive, sarachul afachad ma'adayna, he has to be fearful of his creator, of his master. And to think deeply, and to take note of all that he does, to do tshuva before Hashem. That's what it says in the Zohar. The Rebbe continues. And if there's a time that your heart is so heavy and so covered, and your ruach is so completely taken by the fire of the Yetzirah, that you can't even try to picture, to think about all that we've just been talking about, all that we've just learned. To soften you, to soften and to quiet down your Yetzirah. Because we know that there are times that a person bechlal does not want to think about any of these thoughts, doesn't want to think about himself. And he does not want to imagine or picture in his mind anything that's unpleasant. This is all very unpleasant. And the person doesn't want to think about unpleasant things. Everything he wants to think, just everything is good. Rakas atayv life, asameach raya. He only wants to see what's good and what's cheerful and makes him happy. Vesalaytayv, however, that which is not good, afshabarish lo yimana mimenu. Even though there's no question that he can't avoid it. There's no question at all. It's clear to him that he's going to have to go through this. Lach arichus yom avishnoisef, after his life, at the end of his life. He simply does not want to think about it, does not want to look into it, and doesn't want to think about it at all. He says, take a look inside of yourself, a tear, and you'll see. That even after a simple lunch that you enjoyed, that tasted good, your heart becomes hard to think, not to think of anything that isn't pleasant. To think of any thoughts that are oppressing the soul. You just had a good meal, and that's all. The Rebbe says, I've already asked you, young man, don't be ashamed to admit. I don't see you. Take a look and see that these foods, what are they? Pieces of dead flesh or whatever it is, stam, that you just ate and you enjoyed so much. That you're biting the lois and chewing oisam, kavis nafshecha, with all filled with desire, that you're chomping and chewing on this piece of dead matter. That they have the ability, they have the power to rule over your intelligence, your mind. Af alav edesecha, to take control of your avoda. Aval ein davar. The Rebbe says, no. Mekavim anu shagam lanu b'nei dor hanomach hazeh. We hope that even in our low generation, dor shel b'chinas akivayim ikvus de Mashiach, this generation which is the heel of Mashiach, these last few days before Mashiach comes, the seif ador is in the end of all generations. Yamsi Hashem ofanim eich nishleit anu banu lekaveno elav yizbarach. Not to give up. There's no question that even now, the end, at the very end of time, that Hashem has given us, has revealed to us and given us ways how to take hold of our lives, to control ourselves, and to bring ourselves closer to Hashem as Baruch. And when you have those times when there's such a kvedus alev, when you can't think realistically any of these thoughts about leaving the world and so on. I'll call upon him Tzayel Fanecha, as mimikrevecha mehavecha shahalach laylamai, at least at that time, try, because you only want to have pleasant thoughts, but so try at least at that time, somebody, a relative, or someone else that you love, a person shahalach laylamai, try to picture in your mind a person, someone that you loved, who left the world, who died, as tayarei oz kishahaya imcha. Try to think and to picture in your mind that person's face as he looked when he was alive and with you. Deep there, when he was talking to you, and he was enjoying a conversation, being with you. Kamaycha ata. He was once just like you are now, alive and talking and so on. And then try to imagine Vestayar Ata Bekevin. In other words, if you can't use the longer, if it's hard for you to get through that whole long thing, then try this. Think deeply about the person that you loved and how he was when you were talking to him and alive and healthy and you were with him. And now, think also deeply, a second later, of what he looks like this moment in the grave. Vestayar Ata Bekevin. What he looks like in the grave. Shachar, black. Kruah basa, without any flesh. Vatsamas gulim, just bones. Hata nimtza bebeischa, amuruvach yoyshev. You feel comfortable, you're standing in your comfortable house. Yoyshev oymeid, sitting and standing. Medabek fi vitzoyncha, you can talk, do whatever you want. Void vuchachem esnasi atabacha. You feel esnasi seruach, you feel everything is great, no problem. But this person, your relative, or this other person that you loved, he's lying crunched in dark and wet mud. And it could be that in that very same throat that right now you're using to talk and to be the life of the party, to say all your little brilliant things that you read in some newspaper, that you heard someplace, you know, in shul, that throat is right now of your friend, of your loved one, that very same throat that was once exactly a short time ago saying the same things that you're saying is now a nest for worms. Kan befiv, that they've made for themselves the worms a nest in his mouth, a begrin in his throat. Shetikves enesh rima, as Chazal say. Man's hope is only the grave and the worms of the grave. But the Rebbe says, but you should know, of course, I didn't come to make you sad. God forbid. Anachnu einem roitzim lahatzivcha. And if you think that that's what the Rebbe, of course, if you think that's the Rebbe's point, then you might as well just go see some horror movie, because there are horror movies that are much more descriptive than what we just read. Anachnu einem roitzim lahatzivcha. My point is not, God forbid, to make you sad. Gam ati yishomer lebli hayatzeven. A Jew always has to be careful not to be sad. We've already learned how sadness only takes a person further away from Avodas Hashem. This is only for the purpose of crushing the ruach of the Yetzirah Hara, and to strengthen the Yetzirah Tov, to be able to fight off the Yetzirah. So that's what the Gemara says, to think and to remember of the day of death, and not, God forbid, that a person should come to any kind of sadness. Okay, it's so late, let's go down.